now for Tales from the Rotting Dribble.
Oh, drain this kidney.
Is that more bloodline?
No, get out!
I'll be back in a minute. I gotta go drain the kidney.
Oh, that works. Yeah, I'll get you guys some bloodline real soon. But are you really sure you want to stay? I heard that Raquel has just come into port, and those guys are coming here for R&R. With them, it's wrecking and rehab. You know, it's not that they're bad or anything. That would be a step up for those morons. You know, they come in here. They make a mess. They piss off ConCom. They harass the locals. They don't tip. And then, la-di-da-di-da-di-da-di-da, off they go to that scum ship of theirs. And leave me here. Well, not this time. Not this time I'm gonna get those demonians.
A terrible battle out beyond the asteroid field of the Tarchai system. It was was a terrible battle. I saved the Klingon Empire from the Romulans. Only two ships survived, me and the last surviving Romulan.
I have trapped you. I brought you into the purple nebula of doom. And there is no escape.
But I have rear-facing disruptors.
Oh, yes, weapons. But I'm not out of weapons yet.
You missed.
No, I hit you.
Both ships.
No, you didn't.
Both ships were running out of ammo.
Shields down to minus 30%. I don't know if I can take much more of this.
What do I do?
I know. I'll consult the gaming computer. Hello, gaming computer. Hello.
Welcome to Space Battles Gaming Forum. Would you like to play a game?
Captain's log.
On, please.
I need to consult the clues and spoilers and shortcuts for the Battle of the Purple Nebula.
I need the cheat codes for the Epic Battle Purple Nebula expansion. My user ID is Remus.
Mine is Kalos.
All right. Now I need you to answer the following security question.
Who is the greatest bard of all time?
I know this one. It's Shakespeare. And of course, it's best in the original Klingon. Pach, ta, tach, pog, tach, bet.
Correct. You may now access all key spoilers that you need.
Ready, player one?
Not you, green ears. Still waiting on your answer.
Oh, the greatest bard of all time. Well, that would be my dragonborn 20th level and 18th level bard, because who doesn't love dragons or bards?
Incorrect. Spam bot intruder detected. Activate.
2016 election virus.
Code name.
Nasty woman.
I'm not a spam.
Alright, I got all the clues and all the cheat codes I need, so I guess I'll go. I've won! Alright, I'm a winner! I'm a winner! I'm always a winner! Yes!
The moral of the story is, when heroes need help from other heroes, they get the spoilers of war.
I have a tale to tell, but I'll need more blood wine.
Hey.
Oh, Bloodwire, yes.
You got more great special effects than that?
Bloodwire!
Yeah.
Yes.
But first, this is your card, right?
No, that's not my card! Bloodwire!
Another free picture.
I have a tale to tell, the likes of which I've never been told before.
Never been told before, brother?
No, never been told before because I haven't told it before.
That sounds like the Cthulhu.
Yes, well, yes, Kowoki, you were there.
I was.
Yes, you would probably remember part of it.
Oh, my head still hurts from remembering. My horns won't stay on.
I've got a massive hangover.
Well, anyway, it was right after Father disappeared. And our sister came around.
Oh, God, she's a real hellion.
Oh, yes, and it was horrible.
We fought her almost to a
standstill. Yeah, we fought her almost to a standstill.
That's right, it wasn't that tough. And then she came along, and she threw us off Bifrost.
Bifrost! The bridge?
The big rainbow bridge.
She
goes to your place.
Nothing's wrong with that.
No, of course not. But she threw us off Bifrost and we fell for days.
For days, you say?
For days, yes.
I waited for you.
She's real, me.
Yes, what?
She's real, Bifrost?
Don't Johnny Frost.
Ah.
I knew it was a bridge, but I didn't know it was made of beef.
Bridge of beef?
Ooh, over a river of bacon.
Bacon! No, it was Bifrost. The Rainbow Bridge. We just went through this. Okay, it's an Einstein-Rosen bridge, and what happened was because we left it at slightly different times, it was magnified exponentially, and we landed on Xathar far, far time apart.
Yeah, I don't know exactly how it happened, but Loki got there before I did.
I just explained it.
Well, anyway, I was captured by this hot drunk chick.
Yeah.
Threw me into the gladiatorial arena.
Yeah, I remember that. And when the Bulk showed up, oh, your face, it was precious.
Hey,
Hulk?
His name was the Hulk. He was a friend from work.
Hulk?
Sounds weird.
Green? Was he radioactive?
Yes, he was green and big and angry.
Green.
Some big green radioactive guy. Doesn't sound that tough to me.
Well, you know.
What are you doing to Bun Bun? No! No, not Bun Bun! No!
Hulk, I have no budget for $59 Loki doll!
I told you we went to go at Christmas!
No! Not Bun Bun!
Yeah, no budget. Typical retail production. Yeah. No, anyway, we fought for a while. And I gotta check my line. Yeah. He wasn't sick or weak or anything, but I think he was radioactive.
Big green radioactive guy. Ooh, I'm all scared now. He was big? Did he have like a glandular problem? Was that it? We're way off script.
Yeah, so more or less, yeah. Okay,
he doesn't sound so tough to me.
He wasn't. I fought him earlier and would very easily, I almost beat him.
Oh,
yeah! You flew 50 feet going to the
rainbow.
Yeah, now you know what it feels like.
Yeah, I wasn't ready.
Oh, a warrior should always be ready.
But I thought he was my friend.
You know, subtracted, but Taki's your friend?
Well, he's human, he's my friend.
Wait, this green radioactive weakling is a directed?
Well, you know, when he mutates and he gets really big when he's mad.
There's the glandular problem line we needed earlier.
Yeah, the glandular problem, yeah, right.
All right. Well, now we gotta go back and find out what happened to your hammer.
Oh, my hammers?
Yes, what about your hammers?
Hello.
The hammer of Raptor?
No, not that hammer.
Maxwell's silver hammer, maybe?
No, not that hammer either.
Oh, Captain Hammer!
No, it was my hammer. I loved it, and Hella, she broke my hammer.
She broke it. Oh.
Oh, yes.
I don't know anything about that at all. But I'm sure that if you had a hammer.
Yeah, if I had a hammer.
You'd get hammered every morning.
Over this time.
So why didn't you just pound on this Bulk guy with your hammer?
Well,
it was broken.
It was broken, that's why.
Yeah, so you used a different hammer?
Yeah. Yeah, that's the story. Hey, no. I have no idea what I did. What did I do?
Your hammer was broken, remember?
My broken hammer, yes.
That's right. So what did you use?
Well.
You used your hammer, right?
Exactly, that's what I had. I used my hammer.
Raptor's
hammer? No, I got. We went through this already! What the hell?
Broke my sister.
Yes, exactly.
That's right. So, what did you fight him with? Now, just putting aside for the minute some magical, mystical hammer called Miljanor that appears and disappears every time, and you fighting some green pteracnid with a glandular problem.
Hey, I defeated him easily.
Sure. You defeated him. You guys want to hear a real story?
Yeah.
Let me tell you the story of Loki, the savior of Asgard.
Sounds more plausible to me.
Yeah. Hey, I understand you're getting Brad Pitt to play the part.
So this is what happens.
Hey, but I did defeat him easily. What?
Well, that was really glorious. I did like the Hulk, though. I thought she was really cool. I think she was the real star of this whole production. The others seemed kind of sad. Anyway, finally, I have figured out my problem with my card trick.
Oh.
You have put a hyperbolic finger twirl on me and sent me into the sixth dimension, but I figured it out, and I'm back, and this is your card.
Hyperbolic finger? No, that's not my card.
What do you think?
But if you would like to hear a tale of daring and speed and glory,
I have one.
Did you know that I ran the Kessel Run 500?
Yeah, and only 6 parsecs.
Hey, do you even know what a parsec is?
Oh, it's something to guard yourself.
That's parsley. A parsec is a mathematically correct, a scientifically correct measurement of interstellar distance.
A parallax second?
Yes.
But so we're being called SC here, scientifically correct?
I suppose we can't even take SC, shortcuts through nebulas.
The Kessel 500 is traced from the Alpha Quadrant to the Epsilon Quadrant.
Wait. Alpha. Gamma. That is improper SC, stellar cartography.
Well, I didn't say anything about being mathematically correct. In any case, the rules are simple. Take any route you want. Avoid space hazards and don't get caught by space patrol.
Oh, you mean space cops?
Oh. All right. Well, I was in this race. The Kessel 500,
I was in the lead!
That's me.
I am Han Solo. I have the fastest ship in the galaxy.
You have to take it slow and easy in an asteroid field.
By fast, I mean that I'm very adaptable and agile, too. I can go anywhere I want as fast as I want. And I've got these big disruptors right here, capable of shooting all your asteroids.
That was a meteoroid. You just took a hit on the starboard bow for 36 points of damage. Ha ha ha. I rolled really well.
That hurts. This is space, not a planet. There aren't any meteoroids in space. It would be an asteroid, maybe. But I got my disruptors. And I'm blowing up. And meteoroid. And hemorrhoid. Get off the stage. I'm moving. For what, 10? Who are you?
I'm Officer Trotsky of Space Patrol.
Space cop?
Yes, space cop. Now, buddy, do you know how fast you were going?
Well, I was trying for warp 10, but I think maybe I got 11 or 12. You're the one with the radar gun, you tell me.
The speed limit here is 186,000 miles per second. You're breaking the laws of physics there, bud.
There's no speed limit in space. It's not posted anywhere.
There is if you want to be SC, speed compliant.
Tell you what, you look like a nice fellow. I'll let you get by with just a warning and a ticket for warp 5.5.
Warp 5.5? I can't drive warp 5.5.
It's either that or I have to run you in, and the Space Intergalactic Jail is right over there.
No one escapes from the SC?
The SC, Space Cell.
The Black Hole Prison System.
Oh.
We are being SC. Scientifically correct, it's much more secure than Rook had NATO when he gets out.
Okay, I'll go warp 5.5.
Very good. Here is your SC, or speeding citation. And when you proceed, please be careful of the very next SC, or space crossing.
Is there a bunch of school kids there?
That would be SK. No, these are SC, space children.
All right.
Well, you know, warp 5.5 is pretty slow. If only this race were head to head, and then I could just fire upon my opponents and eliminate them and become the winner by being the only one to finish the race. But the Romis took the long way around, one by the way that isn't infested with space
patrol.
You know what I need?
Not getting a black hole! No, you can't.
Oh, damn. Let me think here. Is there a sun around here?
Exploding
sun? Yeah, the shockwave can push me out.
No, you're just getting desperate! Oh, and by the way, since we are being SCs, scientifically correct, space is expanding.
The room of the finish line. I'll explode some sun. You know what? If I had a sun now.
Oh, if you need a star, I can do that.
A star.
I can definitely do a star. How about a G-type star with eight planets.
Yes.
A star with eight planets.
Okay. Well, I'm gonna slingshot around this. Ready? I'm going counterclockwise, right?
No, that's loud! You are going forward in time!
Steal your beer!
Hey! Wait! We gotta protect the house!
gone. My Mechlin, gone. My disruptor, gone. All I had was...
a bow staff.
The giant fell to the ground.
days.
That was a really vigorous break. Oh, Lieutenant, try to sleepwalking again.
Maybe I better sneak past him.
Hey, you! What's the password?
Come over here and I'll talk to you.
No, you're just gonna stick that knife in me if I come any closer. No, give me the password.
Why would I want to stab a lieutenant?
Lieutenant?
The password?
Come on.
The password.
I can't hear you!
Fine! Do you really want me to say the password?
Loud enough for the whole valley here? And know that everyone in the planet has heard our
password!
Are you happy now? We're just gonna have to change
the password
one more time because of you!
Look, the enemy scout knew the password!
Password!
Somehow the enemy had got their filthy hands on Cloud's uniform. Dishonorable attack!
Computer! Change password to, today's date! There! Password change.
No! That's just as bad as using password! Or today's date! Or even March 2nd, 2019! I mean, come on, that's the wiki.
Hey! The enemy's gotta take me! Die, enemy scout! Die!
Tired
of, so. And with no one, believe me, for second or third watch, I saw all the bodies of my companions.
One, two, three.
Well, the officers didn't believe me, but it's true. We were attacked by a dragon, a giant, and an enemy scout. Somehow figured out our password. I was promoted to a command overseeing troop movements.
Yeah, bowel movement.
Kayla's moved here. Okay. All right, let's see what's next here. Is this your card?
No.
You sure?
No, that is not my card. Okay, so what's next here? That was man. Guys, weren't we going to do stuff?
Hey, it's not like any sentient being would come to one of our shows more than once, so it doesn't matter if it's all
true.
That's
cool, yeah.
It is kind of
new. Well, yeah, it has been updated.
So, our next contestant on Dancing with the Superstars is the young man who started out as a young boy walking home from the movie theater with his parents when out of the shadows stepped a small-time hood trying to rob them.
Another fine Wayne family movie night.
Yes, but why do we have to keep seeing the same movie? The 1966 release of Batman.
And why do we keep going down all these dark alleys, Dad? Have you ever danced with the devil by the pale moonlight?
You mean like a salsa? Or maybe a conga?
Hey, those are some really nice moves.
I already like them.
My dog can do better. Or Sam. Or merengue.
No!
Isn't there merengue pie here?
No! No, I like pie.
You're supposed to dance the meringue and you're supposed to eat the meringue. And what is this anyway?
The Great British Baking Show? Or Dancing with the Stars?
I feel like dancing.
No! Stop! You're embarrassing me. Please, kill them, won't you?
Okay. You asked for a kid?
Happy now. Yes, these are tears of joy. I'm an orphan.
Hi.
Oh dear.
symbol that would strike fear into the hearts of the dishonorable.
Oh, wait a minute! Let me guess! He became a bat! Inconceivable!
Bat left! I'm Batman! No. See my nifty glasses?
What a great disguise.
So later on, that small time hood became his arch nemesis, the Joker.
You betcha!
This is inconceivable.
Just highly improbable. It is after a two-step process.
I like that. Say, Mr. Joker, sir, can you do the Metropolis Smash?
Oh,
in my sleep. And you, hey,
have you ever done the Star City Shake?
Star City Shake? Oh, yeah. How's it about the God Groove?
Oh, in my sleep. Metropolis MASH!
The MASH, yeah! The Metropolis MASH! You know, Batsy, you're pretty good.
What?
If we teamed up, we could win this dance with the superstars.
Ooh, there might be money in that. You got it! That kid's hey, how about dancing the Bat Tootsie with me?
The Bat Tootsie? I love it, yeah!
I'll even let you lead.
You call me Snowbat.
Oh, be still.
From small time hood to arch supervillain to dance partner.
Inconceivable!
I do not think that word means what you think it means.
It means exactly what I think it means! Inconceivable! And is this your friggin' card?
Guys, I can't believe it. She got it wrong again.
That's not your card?
No.
Well then, what's in your wallet?
Whoa.
Oh man!
Whoa! Check this. A coupon for half off.
Let's go. My dream.
Oh, wait, one. Ripping off the race scene from the Player One movie. We're ripping off the book.
There's no race in the book!
Well, I consider this a rewrite. This is the story of how I won the Holiday Cup and the greatest race of all time. All the great gunners were there. All the great treasure hunters.
Woohoo! Everybody wants to rule the world.
Dark Tower. Oh, wait, that comes later.
Oh.
Go!
It's really fantastic. It's only going to take about 2 more hours. So, okay, everybody up. Let's go do scene 2.
No. Oasis simulation is now turned off.
Oh. I got to be in reality?
Yeah, reality sucks. Okay. One more time.
We need more Bloodline.
More Bloodline. Is this your card?
No!
I guess you drink free all night.
Yeah!
But you know what? It's time for one last tale. My tale. This is the tale of the bartender and the magic card trick. Once upon a time, there was this poor, pathetic bartender trying to just get by, you know, running a respectable establishment, getting people drunk, robbing them for their money, stealing everything, throwing them out in the alley, onto packing ships, you know, just the usual. But there was one ship. The Rachel. Yeah. It didn't matter what knockout drugs, what rot got, even what poison she fed them. They liked it. Yeah.
You must enjoy drinking poison.
She had a plan. She came up with this slow-acting poison that slowly built up in their systems over 25 years. Only to be activated by the enzyme on a magic card.
Oh my God! This card right here?
Exactly. Let's see. Time.
Four.
Three.
Can I get a refill?
Finally, I'm so glad we had this time. Just to stage a war or steal a throne. Seems we just get started. And then, oh, it's White Walkers. Dracoras! Don't you know? Winter is over! And so is this show.
All right, we're going to take a quick